поздравляю тебя. Славь Бога за милость твою.
The residents of Zovanka meet most mornings for prayer. They live in the buffer zone, and you must pass Ukrainian border control to enter and exit. In the 3 years of fighting, 7 residents have been killed, plenty more wounded, houses destroyed, and a community ripped apart, says neighborhood volunteer Людмила Борисенко.
До начала конфлікту проживали 800 чоловік. Та взрослого населення, серед них 6 дітей.
Before the conflict, we used to have about 800 people living here. At the moment, we have only 160, including 6 children. We have one school-age girl. She studies in Bamut, in a boarding school. All our other children are preschool age, starting with an 8-month-old baby. They face the same situation as all our residents do, but it's scarier and more painful for them. Adults can understand, but for a child, it's only fear. Like today, from 5 a.m. till 7 a.m., we were under heavy shelling. Mortar mines were exploding everywhere, shells were falling. How can a child react to this? For sure, they are scared, hiding in a basement with their parents. It's hard to explain what's going on to a child. They take it very badly. So the infant's psychology is affected from childhood.
It's these hidden needs that are most concerning, says Mikhail Sasiri, the country representative for Save the Children.
We're now entering the fourth year. This is a protracted conflict. People have finished, exhausted their savings, are selling, and many of them have finished selling their assets. So they're starting now to resort to very negative coping mechanisms. And we're seeing that more and more, you know, parents who skip a meal in order to give it to the children. And also a lot of the needs are hidden needs, you know, a lot of them are especially with children, are psychosocial.
According to local figures, more than 200,000 children live in communities along the front lines and buffer zones. Some are bused to this school in Zaytsevo village. In general, children in these areas have already lost more than 12 months of education due to the destruction of many schools or the insecurity reaching them. Even here at the Zaytsevo school, the windows have been blown out by shockwaves from nearby explosions, and the school's gymnasium has been converted into a makeshift bunker. School principal Ковальова Людмила says the change in the students is very noticeable.
The children are always stressed, and that affects their psycho-emotional state. The teaching staff put a lot of effort into psychological services to make the children feel calm and relaxed. But you can't close their ears to the shells exploding around us. You can't close their eyes to the army vehicles on television and here in the village.
10-year-old student Diana shared one of those experiences with us.
We were doing our study. Then there was a bang-bang and it started. We all ran to hide under the stairway. We sat there and waited until it was over. Glasses were shaking, windows almost blew out, doors were shaking. Shells were landing just 100 meters from our school. I'm very afraid. War means bullets can hit your house. It can blow a leg or an arm off. It can blow a person apart. When the shelling starts, I don't go outside. I'm scared to go out when it's loud outside, when shells are falling. I'm very afraid of that.
Mikhail Sasiri from Save the Children says Diana's story is not uncommon.
These children were traumatized and continue to be traumatized over and over again by the fighting.
While basic aid such as food and clothing come first, only 30% of funding for last year's humanitarian response plan was met, making it very difficult to deal with the psychological needs of Ukraine's next generation.
The trauma that these children are feeling now, and we're dealing with some of them, but because the funding is not the level that it should be, we're not managing to meet all those needs. So there will remain children who will carry that trauma throughout their life, and that is going to be an issue when they become adults.
Even those who have escaped the front lines remain deeply affected. The children here at the Center for Internally Displaced People spend their days watching cartoons, laughing and playing with each other. It would appear without a care in the world, but that's not exactly the case. Igor is 7 years old. His mother only let him take one backpack full of toys before rushing him out of the house and into the car. Neither of them had any idea where they'd end up.
And you have a deterioration of the coping mechanisms, deterioration of the public services, schooling, health, people who cannot afford drugs, children that are traumatized. Yeah, you're not going to see the child starving as you do in Africa, but these are effects that will be felt, you know, in the long term. And also that now, in the fourth year, we're starting to see the results of all this fighting.
If left untreated, Eastern Ukrainian children could very well turn into Europe's first lost generation, struggling to rid themselves of the demons instilled in them now. Natalie Carney, DW, Zovanka, Eastern Ukraine.